Good morning. My guest this morning is Sharon Knight from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
What?
You're laughing. Cold out there.
It's cold.
I'm not used to that. I live in Hollywood, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, and also you're doing a show called Red Hot Mama. I mean,
yes,
come on.
I have to keep moving, you know?
So that show is opening on the 6th, just a few days from now. So talk about Red Hot Mama, the Sophie Tucker songbook.
Well, it's the story of Sophie Tucker, who was a legend in show business. She was in show business for 60 years.
60 years, amazing.
Yeah. And introduced many, many songs, had the first million record seller in 1928. She recorded with Thomas Alva Edison, the light bulb man. She was a busy girl. She did burlesque, vaudeville, The Ziegfeld Follies of 1909. She did radio, film, and television, nightclubs, and recordings. She went everywhere. And to be a woman to last that long in show business is incredible.
And yet, I've heard that by and large, people don't know who she is anymore.
No, a lot of people do know who she is because of the. She's mentioned in the show, the Broadway show Chicago. Also, Bette Midler did the Sophie jokes, but they weren't really based on a true story. She didn't have a boyfriend named Ernie, and those jokes Sophie never told. She was risque for her day. She did a song called Mr. Siegel, Make It Legal, which was about Brenda Moskowitz, who got pregnant. And she phoned Mr. Siegel and said, Mr. Siegel, you know, make it legal. Well, let's get married, you know?
Uh-huh.
Instead of taking me to the Stork Club, you took me to the Stork, you know, stuff like that. She had all these philosophy songs and, you know, about women liberating themselves and just general philosophy songs.
Right. You know? So when did this show first open?
Well, this actually played off Broadway in 2002.
Uh-huh.
But before that, I had done it as a two-act play at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. And then I did it at a theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
But it started in San Francisco, basically. I started it at the Plush Room, which is no longer there, at the Hotel York, and kind of put the songs together. And then we went and did it actually at Rainbow and Stars in New York City, very highfalutin place. And that was, I just had a wig that happened to be blonde, and I got a costume and threw it all together, and the rest was history. It just started snowballing, sort of.
Do you feel like somehow or other you've melded with the spirit of Sophie Tucker?
Oh, yeah. I also do Mae West, too. So, you know, I do a lot of different women. Betty Boop, you know, Glenda the Good Witch, you know. So I'm a vocal kind of person. But when I do her, I become an older Jewish woman. And that's the way she talked. She had a different kind of cadence to her voice. So whereas Mae was, it's real slow and syrupy. But Sophie was like a trombone.
Right. With my laryngitis, I could do that.
Got to keep that throat hydrated.
Yes, right. So this opens on the 6th. And plays weekends through the 28th.
Yeah, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, and then we have a matinee at 2 o'clock while the sun is still shining, and it's, you know, there's no frost on your car, you know. Ice on my windows last night, I couldn't believe, you know.
So after you're done at the Cinnabar, where do you go next?
I go to Hollywood to get warm. Really?
No, I know, I used to live there.
Yeah, oh, well, it's a... I'll go back. I actually am working on a project about Mae West and also a show about Randy Newman. So
a show about Randy Newman. I wish we had more time. I'd love to hear about that.
Well, he's the Mark Twain of American music,
That's right. And he is one of the riskiest comedians in the business.
You're damn straight
on that.
People
don't realize that.
I know. Rednecks. There's a song right there.
Yeah. He uses, don't know our butt from a hole in the ground.
Yes, right. And also I'm Dreaming of a White President. That's one of his new ones.
Well, we got to go. Thank you very much for
Thank
coming
Thank you, Roland.
In. And let's tell people that you can get tickets by calling 763-8920. That's the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.